The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has come up with a tentative plan to protect parts of Miami-Dade County from hurricanes. As WLRN's Jenny Stiletovich tells us, the county and the Corps will spend the next several months ironing out details to present to the public this spring.
Last week, Miami-Dade County got an early look at the Corps' plan to protect flood-prone neighborhoods from powerful hurricanes like Irma. The 2017 storm made landfall in the Keys, but produced a 4 to 6 foot storm surge miles away around Biscayne Bay. That's a scenario expected to become more common in the face of sea rise. The Corps' plan could include massive floodgates across the Miami River, Little River, and Biscayne Canal connected to flood walls.
We don't have any experience in Miami-Dade or in Florida with the kinds of barriers that are being described.
Jim Murley is the county's resiliency chief.
These exist in other places. They exist in New Orleans. They exist in Norfolk, places in New England.
Another wall could stretch along the bay for 2 miles between the Julia Tuttle Causeway and the port. The complicated fixes would require gates at road intersections and could cost billions of dollars. That has the county asking lots of questions.
When you put that down on the flat landscape of very urban South Florida, it raises all sorts of questions, you know, about evacuation, about where the wall is placed from the shoreline landward.
Murley says the county could decide to support all the options or pick a few, like elevating houses in flood-prone neighborhoods. The Corps says the plan is still in the early stages. Holly Carpenter is the project manager.
Flood walls and surge barriers may change throughout the study, and even more so as we get into the pre-construction engineering and design phase.
The next public meeting will be held in April or May. I'm Jenny Stiletovich in Miami.
And front and center on WLRN's homepage this morning, we have more about that powerful earthquake that struck near Jamaica yesterday and that was felt throughout the Northern Caribbean and as far as coastal Florida. That story and much more at WLRN.org.